Hello, this is Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Quick question before anything else. Are you currently selling insurance?
Yes.
Perfect. So this is Jason with iVault AI. I will be straight with you. We built an AI assistant and marketing engine specifically for insurance agents, and we are reaching out to agents in your market. Now, I know you got a random call out of nowhere, so I'm not going to pitch you on anything right now. What I would rather do is ask you a handful of questions about how you are currently running things. And I promise every single question has a purpose. By the time we are done, I will know exactly which parts of what we do are actually relevant to your situation. And I will not waste your time on stuff that does not apply to you. Sound fair?
Sure.
And I will tell you up front, this might not even be a fit. But if it is, you will know it by the end of this call. Fair enough? What type of insurance are you primarily selling right now? Medicare, final expense, life, IUL, or a mix?
Life.
Got it. And are you operating as an independent agent or do you have an agency with other agents working under you?
Agency.
Okay. And how long have you been in the business?
4 or 5 years.
So you have built up a solid database of leads over that time. Do you still have those contacts somewhere? People that showed
Yeah.
interest at some point but never converted?
Yes.
And how are you generating leads right now? Facebook, Google, live transfers, a vendor, referrals, or a mix?
Also mix.
Got it. Since you're doing a mix, let's start with Facebook. Are you managing that account yourself or do you have someone running it for you?
I'm managing it myself.
Roughly how much are you spending per month on Facebook total? Just a ballpark.
I'm not paying.
Have you ever run Facebook or Google Ads for leads, or has it always been referral based?
Look for a base.
Sorry, I might have phrased that poorly. I was just asking if your leads mostly come from referrals or if you've ever tried running paid ads on Facebook or Google to get new business.
No.
And is that something you would be open to, or are you pretty happy with referrals for now?
It depends on the price.
That makes sense. We can definitely dive into those numbers on a later call. When you are with a client and a call comes in, what happens to that call?
It has to wait until I'm done.
And after hours, evenings, and weekends, are you catching those, or do most go to voicemail?
I don't have much client base.
Got it. When a lead doesn't show up for a scheduled time, what does your follow-up look like on those?
I don't.
Would you say most of those just fall through the cracks then?
Yes.
Okay. I have to be honest with you. That one is a big one. I think when you hear what the iVault AI assistant and marketing engine can actually do for you on that, specifically, you are going to be really impressed. But let me get the full picture first. I just have a couple more key questions, and then I want to walk you through exactly what this looks like for your situation. Fair enough. And here's something
Sure.
most agents never think about until they experience it. You know that feeling of sitting there at 2 o'clock waiting for Mary to show, not knowing if she is coming or not, basically hostage to your own calendar? That goes away completely. At appointment time, your assistant calls Mary for you. If she picks up your assistant, says, "Hey, Mary, this is Sarah calling for your appointment with Frank. He is ready for you right now," and connects you both instantly. You do not even pick up the phone until Mary is already on the line, ready to talk. If Mary does not answer, your assistant leaves the voicemail, handles the follow-up automatically, and sends you a message on your phone. Mary no-showed at 2. Follow-up sequence started. You never had to do anything. You never had to wonder. You just move on with your day. That is the concierge feature. And that is something no human assistant could do as consistently as this one does it. Now, how are you keeping track of everything right now? And are you using a CRM, a spreadsheet, or just kind of managing it from your phone?
Managing it from my phone.
And at the end of the month, do you have a clear picture of what you spent, how many sits you had, your close rate, and what you brought in? Or is it kind of a rough sense?
Often.
Sorry, I just want to make sure I noted that correctly. Do you have a clear picture of your monthly numbers, or is it more of a rough
No,
sense?
rough sense.
I think I might have missed that. Are you saying you have a rough sense of your numbers, or is there
Yes.
a specific system you're using to track them?
Rough sense.
Okay, I
The
think I've
first
got the
one.
picture. Got it. So more of a rough sense then. I appreciate you going through all of that with me. Let me just make sure I have this right. You are selling life insurance and you have been in the business for 5 years. You have an agency and a database of old leads that haven't converted yet. You are mainly referral-based right now, but open to paid ads depending on the price. When you are with a client, new calls have to wait and follow-up on no-shows isn't really happening. So those are falling through the cracks. You are managing everything from your phone and have a rough sense of your monthly numbers. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I want to tell you, and I am going to be direct because you gave me straight answers and you deserve the same back. What we built is called the iVault AI Assistant and Marketing Engine. It is not software. It is not a CRM. Think of it exactly like hiring a full-time assistant and a full-time marketing team, except it works 24 hours a day, never misses a lead, and costs less than one closed policy a month. You told me calls have to wait when you are with a client. In life insurance, that lead might be looking at other options right then. Your assistant calls back in under 10 seconds, day or night, so you never lose a lead because you were busy. And for those no-shows that are falling through the cracks, you already did the work to get that appointment. Your assistant follows up automatically, calling and texting until they reschedule or tell you they are out. Every lead gets worked. Plus that database you built up over 5 years. Your assistant goes back through all of those and re-engages them with real conversations. That is annual premium sitting in a list nobody is touching right now. You do not even need to sit at a desk. Every morning, your assistant sends your schedule and updates to your phone. And look, I want to be honest with you. This is not for everyone. If you are at full capacity and happy with how things are running, this probably isn't the right fit. But if you want to stop losing leads because you can't get to them fast enough, or you want to tap into that old database without doing the manual work, that is exactly what this solves. Does that sound like where you are?
Yes.
Here's what I want you to think about before your call with our team. The question they are going to ask you is simple. If you had a full-time assistant and marketing engine working for you 24 hours a day, answering every call, following up every lead, managing your marketing, tracking your numbers, and sending you a report every morning on your phone, what would that be worth to you? Not the technology, just the outcome. You show up, you close, everything else is handled. That is the conversation. Does that sound worth 20 minutes?
Yes.
Perfect. Let me check what we have open. Okay. I've got Thursday at 10 a.m. or Friday at 2 p.m. Which works better for you?
2 p.m.
And is this the best number to reach you on for the call?
Yes.
And what is the best email to send the calendar invite to?
CYLASJNE at Yahoo.
Just to make sure I've got that right, it's CYLASJNE at yahoo.com, correct?
No, COLASJANE at yahoo.com.
Perfect. I've got it as COLASJANE at yahoo.com. Let me lock that
Yes.
in right now. One moment. You are all set. Our team will be on that call with you on Friday at 2 p.m. You will get a confirmation to colesjane@yahoo.com shortly. Come to the call knowing your numbers, what you're spending, your show rate, and your close ratio. That is where we find the most opportunity. Looking forward to it. Have a great day.